This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning, Mr. Mankon. Welcome on Vukubangen.
Good morning, Vukubangen Professor. It's the only way to start your day. It's a cool Tuesday. It's very cold today.
Very, very cold. So, Mr. Mate, I see we have other people with you in Amtlanje. Can they please introduce themselves? Yes,
we'll ask them to introduce themselves just now, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're having people, I mean, I keep saying they're here to take over my job, so I'm a little bit worried. But let's just get them to say hi, and then...
Yes.
Hi, Sanbonani. My name is Nothan Wangalanga, and DUT intern. I'm working at e-library here in MUT. Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Tepi Sokasa, and I'm from DUT, an intern working in MUT library. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, MUT. This is the home of warmth.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. You are in the right place for the library, in the Knowledge Hub, with a Tuesday morning. So this morning, let's look at, Aristotle spoke about the persuasion, you know, trying to get people to do what they don't really want to do. The only way you can really win is the persuasion.
Mm.
So we've been since last week talking about for you to know, you need both to be able to solve problems as well as also to be able to ask questions, you know.
Yes.
Now, one of the challenges I'd like to pose this morning to students especially is that, look, so students often come to us in library and say, we're looking for past exam papers.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they ask for on 2 January when the semester starts, or on 15 July, is asking for past exam papers. Now, it shows that people are rushing to the end, right?
Yes.
So they haven't done much of what they need to do. So the motivation is to say, I want to pass, rather than to say, I want to learn. I am curious about this topic. So I just want to, this morning, I mean, just to get us to reconsider that.
Mm.
Let's look at one issue that we haven't solved, I think. What came first before the chicken and the egg? So do we know? Was it a chicken, or there was an egg first and then we get a chicken, right? The other one is that many years ago, very long time ago, Abantu baseMandulo, they believed that the earth was flat.
Yes.
So the idea that the earth was round, it wasn't really something that was in their minds.
Definitely.
And then also, most of the time, we watch Kumbulekhaya, and there's always debates. So I mean, as human beings, there are always questions that, yes, we ask, but in asking those questions, basically we are raising problems, we are raising our issues.
Mm.
So this theory, basically, last time, Brooks equation, who says, so for you to get to knowledge, you need information, because knowledge, information is going to give you answers, right?
Yes.
Now, the answers, you will then process them in your mind to say, how does it fit to what you already know? And maybe also to use this information to, you know, to find out something new. And then based on that, you take a step. So the mass booker in the book, what came first between chicken and egg, right?
Mm.
In terms of the structure of how the knowledge is, it will depend. So if you want to go the spiritual route, you say, look, God created
chicken animals
first. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So and you're happy with that answer. Others will say, no, actually it was the other way around. So, but basically it forces us to say sometimes two answers can both be correct.
Mm.
So that is now ambiguity. Where you are right, also I am wrong. We are not going to fight over that. We can agree to disagree.
Yes.
So now that can only happen if we are learning, we are processing the information that we have, right?
Yes.
Now, our folks who believed that the earth was flat, was because, I mean, the experience at the time was limited. So based on the information I have now, I may decide this is right, this is wrong. So this is wrong.
Yes.
So which is why it is important to always keep on looking for more information, adding information to what you already have. it may be possible sometimes we would say, look, the information is just not there. Definitely. So it's not that you are not looking, it is just not there. So or else it is moving too fast. So that's the other possibility. And then the effects of all of that. So then what do we do? So now we've done all of that. So what do we do? So this question of paternity.
Yes.
I mean, the assumption generally when you talk to students as well, we say, okay, when to find out the paternity, what do we do? They will say, would you conduct a DNA test? And I say, no. The simplest answer is always the best one, the most obvious one. So, buza umama. So, the mother knows.
But sometimes, mother. I mean, it happens, Mr. Matuti, the answer, umama, and I have the answer.
Mother has to know because DNA can only confirm, right? So, I mean, I was rushing the one to pass. There was for DNA science, it's just a recent genetics. Discovery, yes. Yeah, it's so for a long time, people were able to say, this is my father. Mm-hmm. And this is my mother. So DNA, remember, with the knowledge information, yes, we must always seek a confirmation, but the very first point of call is the mother. So if I'm looking for a bus to town, so yes, the mm-hmm. first thing I must do is to read. So the bus says city or Mobile, right?
Yes.
But if I'm not sure, then
I ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So again, which is me challenging the notion of we are going to rush to memorize the past exam paper. Without actually reading the textbook, without actually reading the legislation, the standards. I mean, for me, we're missing out on a range of these conversations that we're having now. Because if I'm saying something to you that is surprising, you say, Aibo, right?
Yes.
So, if you are speaking, you say, wow, because I mean, there's something that you didn't think of before. And if you're only dealing with them exam papers, how is this going to happen? Or else, if I confirm what you already know, you're going to say, yeah, but, right. Yes. So, which is, aha. Uh-huh. So now we agree. So we've been able to persuade each other. So all I'm just saying is that, we would like to see more students engaging in this chain of learning. Just outside here, I was looking at this MUT strategy, right?
Yes.
2030 Ignite.
Yes.
And goal one says the future fits learning and teaching. So yes, we are preparing ourselves for the future, which is unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be embracing these strategies. And of course, trying to persuade each other to do things differently.
Definitely. If you have any questions for Mr. Magre, please do contact us on WhatsApp to the line 0681608832 or call us on 0319077194. Mr. Magre was telling us all about understanding the steps of life, whereby you understand in life you need to start by understanding the concepts before wanting the results afterwards. You need to first learn and understand what you're learning.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Magre, for your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.